Welcome to the night show, except in the morning radio edition. We're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Friday, April 12, 2024, and we've got an incredible show for you today. We've got announcements, sports updates, Bible with Mick, weather with Rick, and a whole lot more. So buckle up those seatbelts and don't touch that dial, because remember, today is going to be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. Today's the last day of the book fair. Don't miss out. Tuesday, April 16th is hot dog night, and April 19th is a grand family cookout. And you've got the Blue Ridge Classic this weekend. So many things this last part of the school year. It's just nothing but fun and excitement from here on out. So buckle up and be ready. But now it's time for the dicey section of our show. We've got Weather with Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cloudy with occasional rain showers. High 67, low 46. Mr. Holland, do you know why birds fly south in the winter?
I think it has something to do with like the bones and the something, the weather.
No, man, it's just a whole lot faster to fly than to walk.
Again, technically correct. Now it's time for the most educational part of the show. We've got
weird science facts. Snails have teeth.
Ooh, that's kind of creepy. Think of a snail with teeth, but they got them. There you go. You learn it here. You learn it now. But some people that are going to be using their teeth today to eat some birthday cake, because it's a birthday! Richard Court and Charlie Walker, it's your birthday today. Mrs. Sirion Dunnick, Mr. Bryce Ballard, and Miss Elizabeth Perkins, it's your birthday tomorrow and Sunday. Caroline Mitchell and Braden Harold, it is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have a fantastic one. Live it up on your birthday. Happy birthday from us here at the Night Show. We love you. All right, now it's time for everybody's favorite monkey. We've got Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Holland. I'm so excited about Blue Ridge Classic today. I've been practicing my dribbling the soccer ball. I'm getting pretty good at it, too. Have you ever wondered why the soccer ball looks the way it does? It seems like a really odd design, but it was made very strategically. See, the designer of the ball, commonly used today, found that using hexagons and pentagons together made almost a perfect sphere. The reason for why the pentagons are black was to allow players to learn how to curve a soccer ball and track its path. It wasn't until the 1950s that we had this kind of soccer ball. And sports scientists are still making lots of little changes to make it perfect. All the time and effort put into the design of a simple ball that just gets kicked around. It made me think about how God designed us. God didn't just throw us together. He planned us down to the smallest cells. The Bible says that He knitted me together in my mother's womb. While I was still in my mom's belly, God was forming me just the way I am. He chose for me to have orange hair and black eyes and my amazing soccer skills. God doesn't make accidents. He can't make mistakes. He plans every part of us and creates us in His very own image. A soccer ball isn't much, yet people have dedicated their lives to making it better and better. How much more does God value us? Matthew 6:26 says, "Look at the birds in the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet the Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" God loves us, He provides for us, and He designed us. And you can't make yourself any better. God has the perfect plan for each of our lives.
That is so true. God has a perfect plan. And so because of that, we can be joyful. We can rejoice. today's deep thoughts verse is Psalm 118:24. It says, "The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad." You know, whatever's going on in your day-to-day, I don't know what that is. You could be having all kinds of great things happening. It might be your birthday. It might be something fantastic. Or you might be going through something really hard. But either way, we have something bigger than anything that's happening on earth to rejoice about, and something greater than any struggle that we could be facing. And that's that the Lord has saved us, that He has a perfect plan, that He's shown Himself to be trustworthy time and time again. So we rejoice no matter what. Let's pray to God and thank Him for that. Heavenly Father, help us to have joyful hearts, even when we're stressed or anxious, even when the world feels like it's just closing in around us. Lord, we know those are just feelings, because we know the truth, and the truth is that You hold us in Your hands, that You have a perfect plan, and that You didn't make any mistakes. So help us to rejoice. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you have an incredible day ahead of you today. You've got Bible, science, history, spelling, English, social studies, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is going to be a great day.